You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Nina Staeli and I was born 26 years after women had the right to vote in Switzerland.
Outside Switzerland's parliament, student Nina is reflecting on a milestone for Swiss women, the 50th anniversary of getting the vote.
It's an anniversary, so we're happy, but it's still like to think that it was just like 50 years ago is also like shocking. Not that positive to think that it was just so short ago.
Wir Schweizerinnen!
Swiss women, just like their European neighbours, began demanding the vote at the start of the 20th century.
Das volle Stimm- und Wahlrecht.
British women succeeded, Italian women, German women. Why did Swiss women have to wait so long? In other countries, governments or parliaments granted women the right to vote. But in Switzerland, journalist Gabby Oxenbein explains, big decisions always go to a nationwide ballot.
Don't forget that Switzerland was the only country in Europe where people could vote on this subject. Only the men could vote on this. Maybe in other countries, I think that the men maybe would have voted in the same way and rejected it.
Swiss men vote very often.
And so in 1959, a referendum was called. Men would vote on whether to allow women to join them at the ballot box. As a 1950s BBC journalist discovered, the signs were not promising.
If you want me to tell you the truth, I'm absolutely against that. As far as I'm concerned, I think it is against nature.
I think it's an unnecessary luxury for the state because women's vote is expressed through their husbands anyway.
Yvonne Lentzlinger, now 80, was 18 at the time, heading for law school and hoping to be able to vote too.
It was a moral joke, a scandal, that women were not even asked to participate in the polls, at least on a consultative level, you know. We could have at least been asked, although I also must say that perhaps at the time women wouldn't have voted yes.
The men voted no by a majority of 67%.
Menschenrecht!
But Swiss women kept on protesting, and finally, in 1971, there was another referendum.
One of the arguments not giving the women the right to vote was because their brains are too small. And I think, yeah, it was one of the arguments.
Steuerzahler, aber auch at Wahle.
But by this time, the women's movement had become unstoppable. And on voting day, finally, the men said yes. Later that year, in a general election, Swiss women became members of parliament. 50 years on, this anniversary is a day to remember.
I never missed any of these votations or elections. I always went, and my daughters do the same. So somehow I taught them that this political right is important for us in Switzerland.